Bart Scott, he's always accurate inside the film room. And right now, Jets quarterback Josh McCown is completing 70% of his passes. And I'll tell you what, Bart, every time he throws to Jeremy Curley, good things are about to happen because so far, 20 targets, 19 receptions.
And Jeremy Curley's been exactly as advertised. When I call him a professional receiver, it's not a knock. He knows how to get open. He has a canning act for making the tough catch. And New England made a very, very huge mistake. They decided to play cover one. It created a lot of opportunities for McCown and Curley to get open. The first thing I want you to see is cover one. You're going to have man-to-man, 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 man-to-man. And we have a free hole player. We have a deep hole player. We have outside leverage. But what happens is this guy's occupied right here on Safarian Jenkins. It creates a void. If the slot receiver or if Curley goes deep, he's going to be bracketed late in the down. But he doesn't go deep. He finds the soft spot. And right here, you see this play developing. You see the safety sitting over the top, concerned with the vertical route here. Creates a void here. We see the bracket coming on Safarian Jenkins. We see the hole player coming to Safarian Jenkins. We see the man-to-man coverage, and it creates a huge void behind. And Jeremy Curley does a great job in getting Malcolm Butler on his back. And right there, that's what I'm talking about.
High
that's what you
want
to see. It's a high point right here. Josh McCown puts it only where his guy can get it. This guy's sitting on the vertical route. He's too far away to make any impact on this play. And what do we have? We have ourselves
a
walk-in touchdown.
In critical situations, McCown knows he can go to Curley's way, especially on third down. And here on this play, the Jets are taking a page out of the Patriots playbook with the rub route.
Absolutely. The same thing will make you laugh and make you cry. And it's good to see the Patriots get a little dose of their own. I want to call this a little rub because whenever it's a Safarian Jenkins, it's a nice big rub. But what we have here is we have a snug formation. You have man-to-man, man-to-man, man-to-man. We have our low hole player. We have our high hole player. We have man-to-man and man-to-man. And what I want you to keep an eye on right here and the key to this route is Safarian Jenkins going and creating a lot of trash and creating a pick route for the hole player so that he can't get through.
It's another crossing route for Curley.
Crossing route right here. And right here, he sees it. He sees his quarterback in trouble. And this is what you're told to do. When you see your quarterback in trouble, what do? You turn up the field. And Curley does a great play because this isn't the designed route. He turns up once he sees Josh scramble out, and Josh has tremendous confidence. He sees the defender's back turn. Jeremy Curley, back shoulder fade.
Another example of a high point in the ball, and what a throw from Josh McCown.
Absolutely. These guys are getting some tremendous chemistry. He trusts Curley, and Curley's paying off for him, so he's going to continue to go to that well until it dries up.
The Jets will face the Dolphins in Week 7. It's a team that they've already played this year, and they know the versatile receiver can line up anywhere. This time, he does damage outside the numbers.
Outside the numbers, and what I want you to pay attention on this route is his awareness of where he is on the field. This is either man-to-man coverage or cover three. And Maxwell does a great job in disguising him because he press bails. He acts like he's going to play up, then he bails at the last second. But understanding that Jeremy Curley is going to match him and say, guess what? I'm going to press like I'm going vertical, get you to open up your stride, and he sticks that foot in. And he presses back, gets back friendly, creates all this space.
And this is what a quarterback loves. He comes back to the football.
He comes back to the ball. He has the defender on his back. And this is what I love right here. This is called making a play. This isn't the most accurate ball, but he puts his feet down, understands where he is, gets his feet down, maintains control through the process. First down. You have to love where Jeremy Curley is right now and how he's performing. And if we get more of this, I think the Miami Dolphins are going to be in trouble this week.